You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Live from a bomb shelter dug deep behind your grandmother's house, the multiple man, Jamie Madrox, the chain smoker monoxide, the number one podcast you've never heard of. Many describe it as better than wet dog food and milk and or a wet handshake from someone wearing a glove. Let's go now to Jamie and Paul with the Freak Show Podcast, exclusively on SoundTalentMedia.com.
What's up and welcome to another exciting episode of the Freak Show Podcast.
It's the Thanksgiving edition.
You know it. That's why we're being turkeys, goddammit. Oh, look at us like a bunch of turkeys. Get your goblet gravy ready because we got a great episode for you today.
All kinds of fun. All kinds of special segments to bring you home, bring you a little closer to the holiday, and give you a little more insight into me and Mr. Madrox over here.
It's true. Thanksgiving is a big, big celebration to us and has been for quite such a time.
Absolutely.
Me, most certainly, being a fat kid.
And your birthday is in November.
It is. So it's the month that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it keeps on giving the whole year round.
But there's nothing like sitting around the table with kith and kin and chopping up on some good nums and just being thankful. But there's always things that can make that go wrong.
There are absolutely those things that just completely derail your holiday.
Uh-oh.
And right now, I'm going to give you the top five reasons that your Thanksgiving goes to boop.
Right here, right now, on the Freak Show Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Monoxide, coming to you directly. Thanksgiving Freak Show Podcast. Now, one thing matters. What makes Thanksgiving go to shit? Top five reasons coming at you why Thanksgiving dinner, the whole holiday, just goes to shit. Number five, you just hate Thanksgiving. For whatever it be, you don't like turkey. You're an emotional teenager. Maybe your underwear fit a little bit differently around the holidays. I don't know what it is, but number five, you just hate it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. What up? Number four, the in-laws are coming. That's right, her mom and dad, or his mom and dad, and there's always weirdness, and every time you get together, that weirdness is immensely present. No more present than at the Thanksgiving Day table, and it just makes it a brutal holiday. Number three, now this one might not be for everybody, but I'm telling you, it matters. The football game. If your team loses, your whole day is shit. That turkey tastes like a boot. That stuffing is throw up. That onion casserole tastes like onion casserole. Doesn't matter. Nothing is gonna go right. So let's go Lions! They've probably already lost at this point. Anyway, number two. Now, this one might be a little out there, but it happens to a lot of us. And that's every Thanksgiving, your asshole neighbor comes over during dinner and takes a secret top shit in your goddamn toilet. Every year, not this year. And number one reason Thanksgiving goes to shit is because your stepdad decides it's the best time to announce to the rest of the family that you're having a baby with your sister. That's my top five. Happy Thanksgiving. Go eat something. We'll see you at Christmas.
All right. Well, you know, I got to agree with you. Those are some valid points.
That last one was a doozy.
You know, you just don't want that happening to you at your holiday dinner.
Any day, actually, but it always happens at Thanksgiving at my house, or at people's houses.
At people's houses. Yeah. At houses where people are. Okay, look, we all know that holidays and Thanksgiving usher in Black Friday and sales and all that cool stuff. And we know that with the pandemic going on this year, that people are going to be at home online just a typing and a buying.
No more lines around the block at a Walmart. No more lines at a Toys R Us because one's out of business and there is no more lining up this year.
And there's no fist fights for the plasma flat screens this year either. So
it's going to be pushing and shoving on that digital I got it.
All right, so we're going to go. We're going to, me and him are going to jump into a segment we like to call the Market Report to try to help you stay on top of the best gifts to get this year for Christmas. Now on the Freak Show Podcast.
What up and welcome back to the Market Report. My name is Jamie Madrox. This is a Thanksgiving Day special. And what I'm going to try to do here is try to help all you out there who have young lads and lasses on your Christmas list this year. I'm going to try to help you guys out with some of the hottest toys that these kids are asking for this year. So without further ado, let's take a look at some of this weird shit. Squeaky the Balloon Dog. Not sure what he is, but he makes noises and he does tricks. And for a $60 to $45 price point, he could be under your kid's tree this year. The Gotta Go Flamingo, the interactive toilet trained flamingo named Sherbert. He sings, wiggles, dances, pisses, and shats for a price point of $35. Yeah, it's gross. Just go to the next one. Slime, Cloud, Crackle, Super Stretch, and Foam. What am I talking about? Play-Doh compounds. That's right. In my day, your day, Play-Doh was just Play-Doh. Not no more. Now it's a variety pack. Go ahead. Google it. I'll wait. And lastly, Star Wars Animatronic The Child, Mandalorian, Baby Yoda. It's interactive. He's small. He's cute. He's sassy. He can teach you and your child how to use the Force, how to make Jedi pudding, or perhaps how to save money when you grocery shop. I'm not sure what he can do, but kids like him, and at a price point of $90, they better like the shit out of him. Otherwise, he's going right back to the store you bought him from. My name is Jimmy Madrox. These have been my choices for the hot toys that won't last long on store shelves. Over to you, Paul.
What's up, everybody? It's your old friend Monoxide back with a bing, bing, bing. Market Watch, Market Watch. Now, it's November. If you're a super nerd like me, then only a couple things matter this month. And that is the release of the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox X. That thing looks like a goddamn tower. It looks like people could live in it, that Xbox. But both of them come with disc options, and then no disc options if you're just a digital guy, if you're all newfangled in the future and whatnot. I'm a disc guy just in case you don't have internet. I guess you're out of luck. But both of them have that option. Unfortunately, if you didn't get one already, you're probably going to have a really hard time getting it. They're popping up in places left and right, but very limited amounts. It's near impossible to get one like that unless you go to like StockX or maybe eBay if you can find a trusted seller. But they are all the rage. They're already going for, I'm going to say, double of what retail was because people want them. Xbox has got this insane graphics thing that they've come up with. They said it's basically real people playing in your living room. You can smell it. You can reach out and touch it. It feels. And I got the Xbox. I'm an Xbox rider. I passed on to PlayStation because my son was like, I'm more into the PC gaming. And that is a whole nother level of nerdom for me. So be careful what's out there. Be careful what's out there. You could buy a box of bricks. So if you're going to buy a secondary market, eBay styles, just be careful. Check the seller. Do your research. To me, I'm not buying nothing like that unless a person has at least 500 positive feedbacks on eBay, or I can't even mess with you. Now, StockX, it's a little different because they physically get the product, make sure it is what it is, and then it's released. So a couple different ways you can go. I think you're safe as long as you do the research. But those are the hottest gifts for Black Friday, for any Friday for that matter. And I hope you have luck getting one. I got one. I'm not going to rub it in your face here. I'm going to go to Instagram and I'm going to rub it in your face there. Thanks for watching Market Report. God damn it, do your research.
What's up? I'm Jamie Madrox. Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. What it means to me is it's a day to show gratitude and appreciation for all of the things that you've been blessed with for all of the year up to that point.
and then on to the next one. It's kind of like a figure eight. It's going to keep happening, and it's nice to take time to appreciate what you've been given and what you've been blessed up with. A lot of people do it. A lot of people like having dinner, sit down and do the whole turkey and stuff like that. I personally hate turkey. I've never done turkey. I take that back. We did turkey when I was a kid, but as soon as I got to be an adult and run my own shit, I never had a fucking turkey in my house ever again. I fucking hate turkey. I hate ham. I hate all that shit. I have lobster and steak and shrimp because I'm a fucking sick weirdo. But I'm a thankful sick weirdo, so fuck yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, motherfucker.
Well, I gotta tell you, you know, it's always nice to know what it means to somebody because
shit, yeah.
Things can mean a lot of different things, Monoxide. Just because somebody has a specific idea of what something is doesn't mean that it shares and carries over to another person. So what he believes might not necessarily be what I believe, and that might not be what you believe.
Right.
But it's good to know that we all take the time around here to say what Thanksgiving means to us.
Yeah, and it means that Christmas is coming. You heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it.
You heard what he said.
Clark Griswold, fire up that wagon.
But before you put the horse before the cart, let's get to that Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Ooh.
And I put together a special little top five of Thanksgiving Day side dishes you just gotta have to
yes.
make your table complete.
I love these segments.
Let's get into it.
What's up and welcome back to another Top 5. My name is Jamie Madrox. This is the Thanksgiving edition. So on this one, I'm going to take it to the fat kid level, and I'm going to go with the Top 5 Thanksgiving Day side dishes. Coming in at number 5, the Jell-O mold. Whether your mom made it, you bought it from the store, everybody hates it. I hate it, you hate it. It has no place at the table. But somehow, every Thanksgiving, there's that tie-dye Jell-O mold with the marshmallows and pieces of fruit in it. You don't know if it's edible. You don't want to give it to the dog. You don't want the dog to get sick. Number 4, the green bean casserole. It's like Bondo. If you let that shit sit in a casserole dish, good luck. You're going to need a Dremel just to clean the goddamn thing. Number 3, stovetop stuffing. Whether you put it in the bird, whether you make stuffing muffins, or you just have it on a side dish with salt and pepper, it's good. You need to have it, and no Thanksgiving meal is complete without it. Number 2, I personally like ocean spray, but cranberry sauce in a can. Looks a lot like dog food. You put it on the tray, you take the top tin, and you slice it. Because there's no need to dirty up silverware. You're doing the dishes right. You're like me. You cut the can, you eat it, shit's great. What is it made of? Why is it gelatinous and delicious? More questions for the next episode. And the number 1 position ever for Thanksgiving Day. Ladies and gentlemen, candied yams. Whether you honey them, sugar them, brown sugar them, put chocolate on them, no yam is complete without its candy. At your table this Thanksgiving, my name is Jamie Madrox, and this has been my top 5 holiday side dishes.
All right, I'm coming to you with the first episode of That One Time. Now, real simple, it was me and my daughter. My daughter's about 4 years old. The back seat and the car seat were in this expedition. It's humongous. I feel very small in this thing. Anyway, we're pulled up to a light, stop light, bam, we stop. There's a pickup truck in front of us. For some reason, just not paying attention, I go on a red light, and I hit the car in front of us. And I immediately look in the rearview mirror at her, and I say, act like it didn't happen. And that's what I did. I'm just looking around. I could see the guy looking at me in his mirror like, did that just happen? And I met his eyes, and I said, that did not happen. Used the Jedi mind trick on him. And we just sat there pretending, sure as shit, they pulled off, nothing happened. The Jedi mind trick works, you can use it. I've used it, my daughter's used it. Go on Google, look it up, learn it. It can get you out of a lot of shit. Thank you.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, that story is just like crazy.
It works. I'm telling you, Google it. You can learn the Jedi mind trick. It can get you out of all kinds of stuff. I've proven it here. I don't know what else to tell you,
I'm
man.
I'm using it. He said, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Right.
And you fell for it.
It was awesome, man.
Fucking step up your Jedi game. Monoxide knows what's up. You need to know what's up. But that's not all. We're not just here to teach you shit. We're here to inform you about some shit, too. Absolutely. You've been asking us, a lot of you. We see you in the comments. We see the questions and comments. You want to know who we are. We might be new to you. You don't know these ugly mugs as well as a few of you other ones do.
Little
but that's
insight
okay.
in us, Jamie.
That's right. That's why we got this next segment called Get to Know Twisted. And let's get to that motherfucker.
Get to Know Twisted. What are your plans for this year's Thanksgiving? And what is your favorite side dish?
My plans for Thanksgiving. This year it's different. We're in the pandemic, so it's like we're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it, if you don't live in our house, then, you know, stay the fuck away. That's what they're saying. And I guess Christmas will be a lot of the same. But the turkey will be in the oven. And my favorite side dish. It's always a side dish. My favorite side dish is a deviled egg.
Wow.
It's weird.
Wow.
Because I never have it. The only time I ever have it is Thanksgiving. I don't have them on Christmas.
They gave
maybe
you the
Easter. Yeah, I love that.
You're like, oh, deviled egg.
Or those ones you don't hear, it just goes.
Oh, my God. Do you like them with the sprinkle of paprika
on
the
top? A little smoked paprika.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some people kick them up and put a little bit of Bacos on there.
I don't mind that either. I've even had them with pickle in them.
Oh my God, that's actually
a
really
chopped
good.
Up pickle right in it. Yeah,
that's like it's like a relish inside of there. I
there
like that.
Go.
Hey, now
there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Same as him, but at my house, and I'll probably have something weird that no one will have, like spinach pie or kielbasa and mashed potatoes, because that's what I do. I don't give a fuck if you don't like it.
A kielbasa.
A kielbasa.
Hell yeah.
And mashed potatoes.
Do you smoke before? During or after dinner?
Do you smoke before, during, or after dinner?
Never during. Always before.
Always before.
And always after.
And always after. Ding, ding. X gets the square.
There it is.
Absolutely. Smoking with food is disgusting.
Put it right down. Yeah, like you're chewing and eating. That's how you get mouth cancer.
When I seen Dr. Dre hit that blunt in the wash and continue to brush his teeth.
Oh, my God.
That almost rated it as a horror movie because that was terrifying.
I can't even believe that's a real scene.
Right. And you can see the look in his eyes and everything. He fucking
oh my.
So never do nothing when you're
never
smoking.
Never smoke while you're eating anything. No. Yeah,
stuffing on the side or inside the turkey?
Does the stuffing go inside or on the side of the bird? It comes both ways in my house because my kids are both aliens and neither one of them like the same thing, and they're very particular about stuff like that. One of them doesn't like mashed potatoes, the other does. So you have a french fry and a mashed potato or a baked potato. And at Thanksgiving,
options
you have
rule.
Stuffed bird, and then you have it where it's made on the stovetop because they don't like crunchy parts in it. And you just want to pull them both by the back of the hair and tell them, eat your stuffing how it comes!
You make stuffing muffins, and you just throw them!
Stuffing muffins.
That's what you got.
Biscuits or cornbread?
Ooh, biscuits.
Cornbread, yeah, but it's weird. I have cornbread. I don't know about with turkey. With a ham, I would say yeah. Mm. But with a turkey, I think I would go a biscuit.
The best cornbread I've ever had was from where,
Famous Dave's.
No. No. Come on.
They
no,
got a good one.
They do have a good one though. But
the
take
Arthur Treacher's.
No. Our New York.
Oh, Virgil's.
Virgil's has jalapeno chips inside of their cornbread batter, so it's like a little chip of it. Ooh, that's got some heat to it. Like that. If you have those, now that changes the game. You didn't say jalapeno cornbread muffin, so I went with biscuit because you could put anything on a biscuit. You could put honey and syrup on a biscuit and eat it like a pancake, but you can't do that to a cornbread.
No, you can't.
Pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's a bigger decision. Pumpkin pie or pecan pie is a humongous decision. I love pecan pie. It's sweet.
It is.
You can only eat a sliver of it, and it keeps you good for the whole year.
God, it's the most sweetest concoction in the universe.
But I think I eat pumpkin pie 6 times a year.
And it's thick like Karo syrup.
Oh,
if you touch
so
it,
good.
Your hand adheres to the table. It's a lot of sap, real thick, a lot of sap. It's yeah, pumpkin.
Yeah.
You gotta have pumpkin. And plus, do you want to really put a big old swap? And that's you've seen. That's I came swap. From Texas Hell with that whap. That's that whip whap.
That's a spatula. That too. Is that ain't
yeah.
A spoon.
What you thought I was that's using a table? Right. No tablespoon. I got that big flat. That's that. Mashed potato scooper there.
Yeah, it's definitely
dollop
pumpkin.
Them high. Whip.
I love pumpkin pie.
Absolutely.
Homemade or store-bought pumpkin pie?
Either or. I've had it good both ways. Absolutely. And the trick to finding a good store-bought pumpkin pie is the top tells you everything. Hmm. It should have that little, it should be dark, dark orange. Really dark orange.
So not the skin that you can pull off.
No, no.
No one likes a good pumpkin skin. You get right from Kroger, you peel off the skin, and it's ready to eat under.
Usually you can find them and they're overburnt, where it's super dark on top, and you can see the burnt.
That's that skin I'm talking about.
That's that skin.
That's that skin.
Or it's too light. But when you find that one, that is that fucking burnt sienna, that orange.
That's the one.
That burnt orange, that's it. So I've had them both.
Craziest Thanksgiving story.
I mean, my grandpa used to get the meat sweats, and then he'd do this cool thing, and he would throw biscuits to everybody, and we would catch them with our plates. It was weird around my house. Don't judge me.
That's hilarious, the meat sweat.
Dapping off. I keep it running in the family.
Any specific Thanksgiving traditions?
The only Thanksgiving tradition, and he hates it, is turkey. We have to have a turkey on Thanksgiving. We don't have it any other time of the year. And so turkey, that's my one main tradition. And your ass better be home. If you live in that house and you ain't there on Thanksgiving, you don't live there the day after Thanksgiving.
He said you better seek new residence and take your plane with you.
Right.
Because you don't live here no more. Unlike sir over here, we don't do the turkey. We have done the turkey before, but my kids are like that too. Everybody's picky. So what we do is each and every year we pick a different protein, I guess you would call it, and then we build accordingly. So like and sometimes we go really crazy. Like one year we had lasagna.
Nice.
And garlic toast.
Oh,
and
so
like
good.
And it was just crazy.
You
it
guys
was like
have had ribs on like Thanksgiving, I thought.
Ribs. Yeah. Wow. Look, he remembers. Yeah. See? Cuz I tell him and he's like, "You fucking
it's
weirdos."
Never, it's never that traditional turkey
you
he goes outside.
You fucking people. Right. What the
now
fuck
you
is wrong with you?
You should, if I didn't fucking like turkey, you better goddamn believe there would be something else there.
Fair
Absolutely.
Enough. And you know what's really shitty of me? And I have to say that. I have to say this. I have to just put this out in the universe. Very shitty of me to diss turkey when I go to Subway and I get turkey breast. God
well,
damn it.
So you
Hypocrisy.
Eat turkey 3 days a week yes. for a fucking year. You don't want it on Thanksgiving.
Thank you. At least, see,
it.
And that's why I love this motherfucker right
it.
There. That's what he got. He
I got
there.
You.
What's up, everybody? It's Monoxide. And I'm here to tell you what Thanksgiving means to me. One thing. Christmas is coming. That's right. 4 weeks, 29 days, or 696 hours, or 41,760 minutes, or 2,505,600 seconds until St. Nicholas brings his jolly fat ass down my chimney, and I can't wait. I'm thankful for the family. Bye.
You know, it's always good to know. Again, we cannot stress this enough what Thanksgiving means. It means something different.
Insight. More insight.
It means something different to everybody.
It's like a fingerprint, man. The holidays are, bro. And as long as it means something to you, that's good enough for us over here at MNE.
And it'll never change as long as you keep it alive. All of those traditions and all of those things that we've talked about on this episode are all alive in your family because you and your family keep them alive. So that's, if you haven't noticed, we're just going back as a G.I. Joe in case, you know?
These are your legacies.
Yeah, man.
These are the things that the kids remember when you're gone. These are
the things you remember from when your parents
absolutely.
Used to do once upon a time.
And you take and tweak them and make them yours or whatever the case
That's
is.
That's right.
And it's just something that we can all get behind, man.
I agree.
So happy holidays to everybody.
That's right.
You.
But hold on. Before you start getting all sentimental and just going off to dip your What's dick in the cranberry sauce, we got that one time with Madrox coming up next. So let's check that out now.
What's up? My name is Jamie Madrox, and this is that one time with Jamie Madrox. First of all, I want to throw out a disclaimer that I have no concept of time or location, so that must be noted when I'm telling a story. And now to the story. This story takes place back in the days of touring. Some of you might remember that. We used to go play clubs and there would be people and shows and crowd goers and such. Well, anyway, we were playing a show, a packed house, and after the show, everybody went back to the bus per usual. I went into the back of the bus because it was completely sweaty. I was taking off all of my clothes and getting on dry clothes. We had started a after-show banter in the bus with us and the crew, and we were throwing fruit at each other because we had a beautiful, given to us by the club, a beautiful fruit bowl with apples and oranges and bananas and sitch. And lo and behold, we're throwing them back and forth at each other down the hallway. Fuck you. Fuck you. Back and forth. Boom. Close the door. Boom. Close the door. All of a sudden, boom, I close the door and I'm holding the door and I just keep hearing doop, 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 doop. Everything's hitting the door, right? All of a sudden, I open the door and I look and I whip the banana. And apparently, Paul had brought the promoter in the bus to introduce him to us. And I hit him in the dick with a banana. Very, very, very professional on my half. Needless to say, we are not allowed to play at that club anymore. Again, this has been That One Time with Jamie.
Well, what can I say? I mean, you know, things happen, Monoxide.
Top fives are my favorite segments of these. There's nothing else I could say. I love them. Informative, funny at times, and it brings everybody together like a holiday, man.
What is your favorite segment on the Freak Show podcast? We want to know. He likes the top fives. I like the market reports. I like the last one standing. I think there's a lot of fun segments on this show. Are there any new segments you'd like to see on the show? Drop us a line in the comments.
Absolutely. We want to know what you want to see. We want this to be your entertainment.
This is your show just as much as it is ours.
Entertainment. Is there a T in the middle of it?
Taint.
Taintment.
Taint.
Entertainment.
We have tainted your ears and eye holes enough. We want to leave you with this parting gift. Me and Monoxide are thankful for you.
Absolutely.
We want to thank you all for watching each and every time, for tuning in, for listening to us on Spotify or any of the audio possibilities.
Apple, man, you can go to wherever they're playing like a fucking podcast thing. We're fucking there.
We're in that piece. So without further ado, we're going to peace up out of this motherfucker and grab this drumstick and be out of this bitch like some turkeys.
Yeah.
See y'all next time.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan, and this is the Corner of Gray Street Podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the corner of Gray Street.